She doesn't know. It just doesn't. No more than does Kogipan, the clueless-looking homunculus, whose name, she vaguely recalls, means burnt toast. The Kogipan goods are arrayed beyond Hello Kitty, a franchise that has never quite found Hello Kitty's global legs. One can buy Kogipan purses, fridge magnets, pens, lighters, hairbrushes, staplers, pencil boxes, knapsacks, watches, figurines. Beyond Kogipan lies the franchise of that depressive-looking, boneless panda and her cubs, and none of this stuff, purist, no-content marketing, triggers Case in the least. But something is making a strange and annoying sound, even above the low-level electronic uproar of Kittyland, and eventually she realizes that it's her phone. Hello? Case, Parker boy. He sounds quite unlike he sounds on the screen, whatever that means. Older? Different. How are you?
Still awake, he says.
What time is it there?
What day, you mean? He corrects her. I'd rather not tell you. I might start to cry. But never mind. You're on. He wants to meet you in a bar in Roppongi. I think it's a bar. Say, there's no name in English, just Red Lanterns.
Anomiya.
This guy's got me feeling like I live there, and I'm tired of it already. Daryl and I were like those Mars rover jockeys, virtual jet lag. Tokyo time and we're trying to hold down paying jobs in two different time zones back here. So Taki sent Keiko a map, right? And I've sent it to you, and he says 6:30.
Will I recognize him?
What we've seen of him, he's not Ruchi Sakamoto. Mind you, that's not what Keiko thinks. She's practically told him she'll fork over the booty as soon as she gets home. She winces. This aspect of what she's up to here makes her extremely uncomfortable.
But he'll give me the number?
I think so. If he doesn't, no pick of Keiko.
I mean she told him that?
She likes this part of it even less. No, of course not. That's a love offering, something to hold him till she gets the booty back to Tokyo. But you've got to get that number. Make it clear.
How?
Play it by ear. Thanks. You want to get to the bottom of this little footage thing, don't you?
You're implacable.
So are you. It's why we get along. I'm going to eat this whole bag of chocolate-covered espresso beans now and sit here grinding my teeth flat until I hear from you.
He hangs up. She stares back at all those eyes, Hello Kitty and Kogipan and the boneless pandas.